Good morning. It's March 9th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book by the same name. Today's topic, hypocrisy. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Matthew 6:2. When you look around a big city like I live in, there are signs of philanthropy everywhere, evidence of wealthy individuals who have donated money for the creation of this park, or that art center, this hospital wing, or that museum. Even in churches, I will see organs, or buildings, or chapels that bear the name of individuals or families, or better, the name of someone they wish to honor. For the most part, I know that these individuals provided the funds for the simple reason that the entity bears their name. On the websites for many charitable organizations, through which you may donate with the click of a button, you'll be given the options of anonymous or show my name. I often just don't know what to think about this. In reading the Sermon on the Mount, it becomes pretty clear pretty quickly that God takes a dim view of hypocrisy. Jesus comments on public charity in our opening quote, and goes on to condemn those who pray in public, whether it be in church or on the street corner, if done in order to bring attention to themselves. Fasting was a more common form of devotional self-sacrificing in the first century than perhaps it is now, but Jesus also denounces those who fast, but make sure that everyone knows they are fasting. So, what are we to conclude? Does Christ frown upon all philanthropy or public prayer? Is it always bad to deny ourselves things, perhaps as we do during Lent in many Christian traditions? Is that what Jesus is saying? Of course not. If you really want a better sense of how Christ defines hypocrisy, check out Matthew 23:13-39, where Jesus addresses the Pharisees and teachers of the law gathered at a dinner as a brood of vipers. These are by far the most respected, revered men in Jewish society of the first century. Jesus likens them to serpents, the very emblem of Satan himself. Those paragons of virtue, he accuses of following the letter of the law in little things, but ignoring matters like justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Metaphorically, he says they clean the outside of a cup, but the inside is full of greed and self-indulgence. If they clean up on the inside, then they will automatically be clean on the outside. 7 times Jesus says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites!" You can read the words and hear the anger in his voice. Proverbs 16:18 tells us that pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of humble spirit with the lowly than to divide spoil with the proud. Now, does giving to a worthy charity or civic project and allowing your name to be published as a donor mean you lack the requisite humility? Does it mean it is you Jesus is denouncing in the Sermon on the Mount? The answer has to do, as it always does with God, with the orientation of your heart. Scripture tells us repeatedly that God sees into your heart, no matter what your outward actions. If you donate to a cause and want others to know about it, as an encouragement for them to donate as well, then clearly your motives are pure. If you are honoring a loved one, and that is made clear in the publication or on the plaque, well then clearly your motives are again unreproachable. If, on the other hand, you make receiving credit publicly a condition of your charity, well, you tell me what Christ would think about that. Your giving, in that instance, is really motivated by trying to get something for yourself. Philippians 2 defines humility for us. God chose incarnation as a baby, born to a poor carpenter, who would grow up to live as an itinerant teacher before eventually submitting to a horrific sacrificial crucifixion on our behalf, while totally innocent himself. The very message of the gospel is self-denial, literally becoming a new person through whom Christ can work, and to do so as a humble servant, just as our Savior showed us. Pride tends to go hand in hand with hypocrisy. When crediting ourselves, we easily forget that every good gift comes from above, and our pride makes the requisite posture of humility impossible. So, just TAI. Think about it, as an old seminary professor used to say. Next time you do a good thing, charity, leading worship in prayer, fasting, or the equivalent, make sure your intention is to glorify God and not yourself. Then you can avoid falling in with a brood of vipers. Harrison Ford hated that in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Father, when we start to feel proud of ourselves and our good works, lead your Holy Spirit to remind us it is you who deserves the credit. The chief end of man is indeed to glorify God. Let us strive to remember that daily. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.